This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The British producers of the hit TV drama Downton Abbey are cashing in new and ornate ways. In Britain and the U.S., they've rolled out a huge range of branded merchandise, clothes, jewelry, makeup, wine. But they may have missed out on what could have been one massive market. We're talking China. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has our story.
It's odd that Downton Abbey should be an international hit. After all, the show is saturated with English aristocratic disdain for foreigners.
When I'm with her, I'm reminded of the virtues of the English.
But isn't she American?
Exactly.
In spite of the upstairs superciliousness and the downstairs deference, Downton is a major hit in dozens of countries, including the US and especially China, as British Finance Chief George Osborne bragged on a recent trade mission to Beijing.
There are 160 million people in China watching the goings-on at Downton Abbey. That is more than twice the number of people who live in the entire United Kingdom.
But British hopes of profiting from a flood of merchandising deals in China may have been dashed. Several wily Chinese entrepreneurs got in quick and secured the right to use the Downton name.
They have absolutely no connection with the show, but they are the first to go to the trademark office.
Kenning Lee, a lawyer with Pinson Masons in Shanghai, says China is a so-called first-to-file country.
That means whoever is the first to the trademark office to register a name will get the rights to that name.
And that name could become a very valuable brand in increasingly consumerist China, says Seal Otnes, professor of marketing at the University of Illinois.
For most countries where there's been some restrictions on how much you can consume, as soon as those start to be lifted, people just start rushing to explore this new territory.
Chinese consumers may soon rush to explore a range of luxury Downton Abbey products, from wine to jewelry, but to the profit of Chinese entrepreneurs. Superior British blue bloods may have lost out to fast-working foreigners. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.